What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is coming to us live from New York City. And we're happy to be broadcasting to you wherever you might be in North America. Shout outs to everybody up in Canada, everybody at home, people driving home, people driving to work, people driving to places they got no business doing or no place going. If you break in your New Year's resolution, if you're breaking something else, it ain't none of my business, but I know you out there. Anyway, for 2 more hours, it is the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy to be here with you. New year, same me, new start time. The JR Sport Brief Show gets going at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific. We've had a great 2 hours to the show so far. We've had an opportunity to talk about some of the upcoming NFL matchups this weekend to close out the season, some of the games that matter, and some of the games that matter. We know that Joe Flacco, the man who just rolled out of bed, rolled off of his couch, crawled away from his children and his wife at home, this man is already getting a rest for the Cleveland Browns. No sense in throwing him out there to the Wolves in a meaningless game. The Cleveland Browns are going to take on the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday. The game means nothing. The Browns are going to the playoffs. The Cincinnati Bengals are going absolutely nowhere. And Joe Flacco, they need this man rested so he can continue on his miracle run when they get into the postseason. We talked about Patrick Mahomes. He ain't playing either. You shouldn't expect to see too many of the Kansas City Chiefs starters out there as well as Kansas City gets ready to take on the Chargers this Sunday. Thank you so much to former player, NFL vet, 11 years in the game, Randy McMichael, for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio to talk about another game that matters between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. They're going to close out the season. Sunday Night Football, a game that does matter. Major playoff implications when it comes down to the AFC, specifically the AFC East, as if the, well, if I should say, the Buffalo Bills win, they are in. If the Buffalo Bills lose, they're going to need a little bit of help from some other teams like the Steelers, etc., to still get into the postseason. The Dolphins are set, flat, and period. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to go in as AFC East champions or whether or not they're going to enter the postseason on the road as a wild card team. The Dolphins, unfortunately, are the walking wounded right now. We also talked about the unfortunate incident today at Tyreek Hill's home, which had a fire, which certainly supersedes anything going down on a football field. All the best to Tyreek Hill and his family. God bless them. At least there was not a human being, as far as we know, that was injured. And so good on them there. We also had an opportunity to talk about some of these terrible blowouts in college sports that we've seen over the past few days. We all know about Georgia beating the Florida State Seminoles, knocking the living hell out of them in the Orange Bowl. Georgia beating up on the Seminoles backups to the backups to the backups, backups, backup, 63-3. And then a disaster game last night on the women's college basketball side as Grambling beat Biblical Studies 159-18. 141 point difference. That's the biggest ass whooping that we've ever seen in D1 college basketball, men or women's. Things need to change. Let's see if they do. We talked about the Braves. The fact that they got another guy here in Chris Sale, they only got to pay $500,000 to the Boston Red Sox, picking up the majority of his salary, the rest of it deferred until 2039. If you got a kid, give him a bat. Give your kid a glove. I'm not saying they're going to be Shohei Ohtani. I think we only got one of him. But maybe they could do something else. Maybe they can just show up and be Chris Sale. Blow out your arm. Be great. Make lots of money, get paid until 2039. Just absolutely wild stuff. So we had a busy show so far, and we have more to go. If this is your first time listening or tuning into the JR Sport Brief Show, welcome. I've been doing this for a while. I've been on the radio since 2018. Started off on WFAN in New York City. You can still hear me on WFAN in New York City on Saturday afternoons. You can listen to me weeknights here talking to the entire country on CBS Sports Radio. But I started talking about sports on YouTube. Yeah, I'm a guy from YouTube. Actually, damn it, I did TV before I even did radio. I guess because YouTube is a visual element. And so I took 81 million views into being heard nationwide here on CBS Sports Radio. I love it. And one of the things that helped establish me on YouTube was one of my favorite things that I decided to bring to the radio. It's a top six list. Self-explanatory, right? It's a list of six things. And I decided to bring it here because it's fun. I get to have fun. I get to look at what's going on in the world of sports and not steal David Letterman's 10 or take somebody's short 5. I'm giving you 6. So I like the number 6. And this is also unique. And so I've been doing this here on CBS Sports Radio for the past almost 4 years. And I'm going to continue on here in this current time slot. Because why the hell would I stop? I got no reason to. And so because it's the beginning of the year, because this is the first top six list of the year, I'm going to give you a new top six list that kind of sets the tone for 2024. And so tonight, what I'm going to do is share with you a list of athletes that I wish would shut the hell up in 2024. Why? Because they didn't shut up in 2023. Because they were talking crazy. Because maybe the words that came out of their mouth did not match the results on the field of play. I love athletics. Love seeing people compete. But if you go and talk, you'll be able to back it up. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Don't talk crazy. Give us something. And this is not a case of shut up and dribble. It's not about politics. This is about if you're going to say something, back it up. And quite frankly, just don't be annoying about it. And so without further ado, this is the first top six list of 2024, the top six athletes that I wish would shut up. Let's listen to the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, bringing you a new top six list to set up the year 2024. I love sports. I want to see these guys compete. I want to see these women compete. If they're going to talk, I want to see them go out there and back it up. And if you can't, if you're annoying, shut up. Just go out there and play. And so this is a top six list. This is a countdown. And so what we're going to do is count down and start from here. What number are we up to?
Number six.
Oh, number six. I like number six. Anyway, hey, we talked about this guy a little bit. We brought this dude up already. We talked about him, I don't know, about 30 minutes ago. His name is Rory McIlroy. This man was crapping on Liv last year, taking a big dump on some of the guys who decided to take the Saudi money. And there's nothing wrong with what you do, what you agree with, what you don't. He wasn't happy with Brooks Koepka. He wasn't happy with Phil Mickelson. Hey, Bryson DeChambeau, you suck for taking that money. And Dustin Johnson, I don't like you. Those weren't words from Rory, but that was pretty much the sentiment. And so now today, with this pretty much is widely distributed, that he has changed his mind on LIV Golf. Rory McIlroy talked all of that crap And I guess now that LIV Golf and the PGA are trying to work out a deal, now I guess that LIV Golf is working to invest money into the PGA. Rory McIlroy has changed his tune. He was on the LIV Golf Stick to a Football podcast. He pretty much changed his mind seemingly overnight. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think at this point it's like I was maybe a little I was probably judgmental of the guys that went at the start, and I think that was a bit of a mistake on my part, because I now realize not everyone's in my position or in Tiger's position, and you know, you get this offer and it's, you know, what do you do? It's, you know, we all turn professional to make a living playing the sports that we do, and I think that's what I realized over the last 2 years. I can't judge people for making that decision, and so if I regret anything, it was probably being too judgmental at the start.
Listen, everybody is entitled to change their mind. I guess this is a lesson for everybody. Be informed. Please be informed before you say anything. At least have a sense of reality. Do some research before you open up your mouth. I guess it took some time for Rory McIlroy to go, how much money I'm making a year? 50, 40, 30, 50, 60? That's how much I'm making a year? Okay, I'm good. Go look at how much other people are making. Was it really that tough? Yeah, you can change your mind, but at least be informed before you open up your yap next time. Hey, Rory, go out there, play golf. Try to win another major. It's been some time. Anyway, I got Rory McIlroy at number 6 on the list. Athletes I wish would shut up for 2024. If I got him at 6, hey, what's the next number?
Number 5.
Oh, here we go with this one. Whew. This guy had to go to Japan to try to continue his career as a pitcher. And now he's trying to come back to America, and he does not know how to shut up. I've never met someone who is so openly a jerk. And now he's defending himself, as he should. He's well within his right, right? It's America. Defend yourself within reason. It's Trevor Bauer. This is someone who won a Cy Young Award in 2020. This is someone who the Los Angeles Dodgers, before they gave Ohtani $700 million, we're just going to give Trevor Bauer $102 million. They gave him a 3-year contract. And then came the sexual assault allegations. What was consensual? What was not consensual? Bottom line is, the man wasn't charged with the crime. They were able to settle. But I think this is indicative about how the team felt about Trevor Bauer as he was suspended, as he was given the boot. The Dodgers still got rid of him. I don't think his teammates wanted him in the building, because I think he came across as a jerk. And so even though he was absolved of any crimes relating to sexual assault, although there were multiple individuals who accused him, he went to Japan and then he kept on vlogging about his innocence. And then he was innocent and he kept on vlogging about how innocent he was. And nothing wrong with that. Go ahead, clear up your name the best way that you can. Listen to this, and I want to tell you more. This was Trevor Bauer on his own YouTube blog.
The fact is, I was never arrested. I was never charged with a crime, and I won the only legal proceeding that took place without my side of the story even being heard. And most importantly, as I've said from day one, I never sexually assaulted Lindsay Hill, or anyone else for that matter. So I sued her, which prompted her to countersue me. Quite frankly, regardless of the outcome in court, I've paid significantly more in legal fees than Lindsay Hill could ever pay me in her entire life.
Oh, okay. He seems like a nice guy, doesn't he? A little bit of a snarky guy. I knew everything that I ever needed to know about Trevor Bauer. When he would just go through online and be on social media, and he found a young lady in college who said something about him on Twitter, and Trevor Bauer just harassed her. Like, bruh, okay, you're a Major League Baseball player. You have influence. Why are you utilizing that influence to go out there and bully somebody? Like, he's a bully. I don't know what the hell Trevor Bauer does in his bedroom. I don't want to know. I do know this, just from his public behavior, he comes across as a fill in the blank. let's see, A, B, C. Yeah, that one. Fill in any word that starts with that fourth letter of the alphabet. Let me try A, B, C. Yeah, the fourth one. He can be any one of those words. That's Trevor Bauer. I don't know if he's going to make it back to the majors, but I do know this much. If he does come back, I know he won't learn his lesson. Just do us a favor. Shut the hell up. I got him number five on my list. Who else do I want to shut up in 2024? What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, I've spoken to this guy before. This man looked at me like he saw a ghost when he spoke to me. Because I asked him, like, hey, why are you saying all this disrespectful stuff to black women at the... Yeah, it's Conor McGregor. I'll explain my interaction with Conor momentarily. Why do I wish he would shut up? This man is always into something. Is he assaulting old people at a bar? Is he throwing stools at buses? I mean, you can read the rumors about his personal life. I don't care about that. But he is always ready to talk some crap. I think at this point, Conor McGregor, hey, are you selling us whiskey or are you going to fight? My main man out of New Orleans. Now, this is a nice guy. I know him as well. Dustin Poirier. He beat him twice. The last McGregor was in an octagon. In 2021, he was on the ground with a broken leg, got his ass whooped, broke his leg, and then still proceeded to talk crap. And first of all, why do I want Conor McGregor to shut up? It was New Year's Eve a couple days ago, right? Conor McGregor decided to go on his IG and let everybody know, hey, I ain't been around in 3 years. But I'll be back. Listen to this announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year to you all. I'd like to announce the return date for myself, the notorious Conor McGregor. The greatest comeback of all time will take place in Las Vegas for International Fight Week on June the 29th. Come a little closer. And the opponent, Michael Chandler. And the weight, Mr. Chandler, 185 pounds.
Oh, come on. Is anybody really interested in fighting outside of curiosity? He ain't fought in 3 years. What is Conor McGregor expected to go out there and do? I mean, the last time we saw him fight, I told you about the broken leg. This is the nonsense he spewed on the ground with a broken leg. This is why he really needs to shut up.
The fight obviously stopped in a horrible way. Give us your thoughts on how it was going.
I was boxing the bleeding head off him, kicking the bleeding leg off him. Usual shy dive to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a...
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs, hey baby. Hit me back up on Chatter later on. We'll be at the after party, the win nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little him.
Whoa. You're out here talking about somebody, Dustin Poirier should have went back out there and broke his other leg. Yeah, he needs to shut up. Anyway, it's Conor McGregor, top six athletes. I hope shut up in 2024. I should be so lucky. I don't think that'll happen with him. What's the next number?
Number three.
Oh, a little bit different. This man talked himself out of a job. He still got another job. Why are you harassing people? Why are you giving people death stares? Why are you talking like you're somebody and then wilting? It's Dylan Brooks. I mean, this man has embraced being a villain in the NBA. We know that he was, I don't want to say scapegoated, but he was the one talking all that crap. LeBron is old. I don't respect anybody till they get me 40 and this and that. He talked so much crap. He talked his way off of the team. Always starting nonsense, always talking trash. And good for him. Houston Rockets gave him $80 million. Houston Rockets, surprisingly good this season with a young team. They needed somebody like him and a Fred VanVleet. And he has been relatively quiet. Let's just wait until the playoffs come around. I mean, what happens if the Rockets have to take on the Lakers? If the Lakers can right the ship, are we going to hear Dylan Brooks say this again? Listen.
There are some people. The Lakers are making that run. They get it to 14. You and LeBron have that exchange. There are people out there that say maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Oh, come on. He is the prime example of don't talk unless you can back it up. He got whooped. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And then he did not want to talk. Then he clammed up. And oh yeah, all that talking isn't the only thing. He argued with all types of dudes. He's smacking Draymond Green. He's punching Gary Payton Jr. out the air. He's shoving cameramen. Wait until the Rockets are actually decent. I guess Dylan Brooks will start yapping again. And then he'll disappear. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What we're going to do is take a break. On the other side of the break, because it is a top six list, I'm going to share with you number two and number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, a top six athletes that I wish would shut up in 2024, the top two on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday. I'm sharing with you a new top six list. First top six list of 2024, kind of setting the stage for what will take place the rest of the year, at least what I hope. And so tonight's top six list, athletes that I wish would shut up in 2024. Right before we went to break, it is a top six list, and I was able to share with you the first four. So at number six, I gave you Rory McIlroy, who was so critical of LIV Golf last year. And I guess now that LIV Golf or the Saudi Investment Fund is funneling money or trying to funnel money into the PGA, which Rory McIlroy is associated with, I guess he is, quote unquote, changing his tune. And number five, athletes that I wish would shut up in 2024, I give you Trevor Bauer. It's not so much about, you know, defending his innocence against sexual assault or sexual harassment claims, sexual violence. It's the fact that he won't shut up about it. And he has a proven history, and this he didn't have to be found guilty in a court of law, of being a jerk. And that is quite a fact. He is a jerk. You can run through his social media and online history and bullying and his crass comments and his hitbacks, and he does not stop. And this is before he was accused of sexual assault. He's now trying to come back from Japan. And if he does make it back to the majors, well, I don't know if he will, because damn it, even the Dodgers, his own teammates, wanted nothing to do with him. And number four, somebody I wish would shut up, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor said, "I'm coming back." We haven't seen this dude since he was sitting on the octagon floor with a broken leg, talking smack to another man and his wife. Conor McGregor been selling a lot of whiskey, been running around in a lot of fancy suits, doing a lot of funny stuff. I wish he would shut up, but I know he ain't. He gonna be cursing out somebody else and their wife, but I wish he wouldn't. And number three, I gave you Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks thinks he's the villain. He thinks the media is calling him the villain, even though he's the one who smacked the guy out of the air. Even though he's the guy that pushed the cameraman, I had no idea the media did any of that. He's the one who talked crap to LeBron James and then got the crap beat out of him. But I guess it's just a creation of the media. Dylan Brooks right now for the Houston Rockets, he's relatively quiet. Wait until the Rockets, I don't know, maybe they'll make the postseason. And so I got Dylan Brooks here at number three. But it is a top six list of athletes I wish would shut up this year. And so that leaves me with only two more. And so let's hear, what's the fancy number that we're up to? What is it?
Number two.
Oh, this guy, he's been quiet so far this year. But he's going to be back. I wonder if he has learned his lesson. It's Draymond Green. If I should be so lucky, Draymond Green will learn his lesson and be quiet. He's right now in the midst of indefinite suspension. The last time we saw Draymond Green, he's out here swinging at Nurkic, and then he had the nerve to say, I didn't do it on purpose. I was just trying to, you know, get away from or draw a foul. Like, listen to this nonsense that he tried to explain to everybody after he basically swung from the back and cold cocked the man.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car, made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell cars with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a car. I'm not a flopper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth. I've said before, any replay, you know, if I go look at every replay of everything, a replay is that it's never going to look good, you know. But like I said, I know my intentions. My intentions were to sell the car. And you know, I also don't think I'm an accurate enough puncher to do a full 360 and connect with someone.
Yeah, well, Joe Dumars in the NBA said, wrong. He's suspended and Draymond Green is now away working on himself because he has issues away from the court. All right, whatever his issues are, stop sugarcoating it. He's acting like a complete jerk on the basketball court, so much so that he basically has an entire WWE highlight reel. I mean, they talk about this dude like he's getting ready to face The Undertaker. I mean, Draymond Green is a violent individual on the court. I mean, I'll never forget, it was less than a year ago. This is one of many things. Kicking Steven Adams and tripping LeBron and getting into it with that other idiot, Dylan Brooks. He stepped on DeMontis Sabonis. This is from TNT. Iron Eagle and Jim Jackson. You tell me whether or not this sounds like a basketball game or whether or not this sounds like the Royal Rumble.
Monk puts it up. And Curry's got the board. Green gets tied up. And a technical has been assessed. Sabonis is down.
Let me say this. Draymond stepped on him, but Sabonis grabbed his leg first.
The end of that clip sounds like a UFC match. Like, he stepped on him, but he grabbed his leg first. Like, what are we? This is, where's Joe Rogan when you need him? Probably sitting around doing a podcast with somebody else that we'll talk about momentarily. But besides that, Draymond Green has not done a podcast. This is a guy who was in the NBA Finals getting his behind whooped and decided to tell everybody. But we got no podcast now. And I know Draymond Green has done work with Turner. He's doing work here. He's doing work there. Just stop hitting people first, man. Tell us that lesson and be honest about it. Or maybe not. If I never heard from Draymond again, I'd be okay with that. Draymond Green, number two on my list, athletes that I wish would shut up in 2024. And I like him as a basketball player. Oh, when he actually plays, he's quite diverse, but all that extracurricular, nonsense. And so if Draymond Green is number two, which athlete do I wish would shut up in 2024? It leaves us here.
Number one.
This man might as well be the boss of the New York Jets. His name is Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I can probably put him on the list from the past couple of seasons. Aaron Rodgers, one of my favorite players to sit down and watch, scrambling all over the place, Hail Marys, turning them into miracles. And now here we got this guy, Aaron Rodgers, who just does not shut up. Yeah, he's the boss of the New York Jets. Yeah, this is the same dude who went down four plays into the season. These are the same New York Jets whose season went down the tubes when he went down. These are the Jets that are 6-10, can't figure out their quarterback after Aaron Rodgers. They're a joke historically. Well, I guess misery loves company. Because what team do you know has a quarterback that is not playing games, making, I don't know, $1 million to just pop up and say crap every week? like, I don't know, talk about how a comedian on late night TV is probably on some deceased sex offenders list. This is what Aaron Rodgers is doing. And the New York Jets have no recourse to say, hey, can you tone it down? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has said so many wild things, and you're well within your right to believe what you want to be, whether it's about a vaccine or what have you, but he's always needling somebody, like Travis Kelce for encouraging vaccines. Like, why you got to beat up the guy and make jokes about that? You don't want it? Don't get it. Simple as that. And COVID's over, I hope. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel was on his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he kind of needled him because he's a comedian last year. This is what he said about Aaron Rodgers.
Needless to say, all this UFO talk has the tinfoil hatters going wild, including Green Bay whack packer Aaron Rodgers, who offered this hot take on the Pat McAfee show.
I believe that this has been going on for a long time. Interesting timing on everything. There's a lot of other things going on in the world. Did you hear about the Epstein client list about to be released too?
What's that? What are you talking about?
There's some files that have some names on it that might be getting released pretty soon.
Oh.
Might be time to revisit that concussion protocol, Aaron.
Jimmy Kimmel's like, man, did he get too many knocks in the head? And so this has been going on for months. That was last year. I mean, how about this? It was only yesterday when Aaron Rodgers decided to needle him back. Listen to this on the Pat McAfee show.
This has something to do with the Epstein list that came out.
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar. Yeah. I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
happen. All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Whenever Aaron brought up the list, and then Jimmy mocked him for it. Mm-hmm. Aaron has not forgotten about that, but here we are.
Jimmy Kimmel heard what he said. Jimmy Kimmel went on social media, and he's like, hey, well, first of all, he called him a you-know-what-hole, Aaron Rodgers. And he says, listen, man, I've not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court. And Pat McAfee today decided to do damage control on his show and let everybody know, hey, I hope everybody can just, quote unquote, get along. Aaron Rodgers is well within his right to believe whatever he wants to believe. But aren't you still the quarterback of the Jets? Isn't the season still going on? Is anybody going to tell him, hey, can we just keep the focus on football? Is there anybody else in the league who's doing, quote unquote, sideshows while the season is going on? Okay, yeah, Kelce brothers got their own podcast. I'm talking about somebody who is not active, not playing, who just shows up and talks crap. Misery loves company. Aaron Rodgers is in good company, great company with the New York Jets. It's 2024. I wish Aaron Rodgers would shut up, but I know damn well he's not. In my dreams, right? In my dreams. And I love watching the dude play. I hate when he talks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a top six list of athletes that I wish would shut the hell up in 2024. When we come back from break, phone lines are open. I'm going to ask Ryan Hickey. I want to get his thoughts as well. Is there an athlete that he just would wish focus on the field, focus on the court? We'll talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Just gave you a new top six list. 2024. Athletes that I wish would shut up this year. Have the results been there? Probably not. Have they been annoying? Probably. If you missed the list, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can open up the show, CBS Sports Radio, and you can get the full list, the full explanation, as well as the audio. At number six, I gave you Rory McIlroy. At number five, I gave you Trevor Bauer. At number four, I gave you Conor McGregor. At number three, I gave you Dylan Brooks. At number two, I gave you Draymond Green. And at number one, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's real simple here. Who are some athletes, or who is an athlete that you wish would shut up in 2024? I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to get Ryan Hickey's thoughts and opinions. Next hour, I certainly want to talk about, what is it, the Pro Bowl? Yeah, looks like we got some Pro Bowl starters. I can't wait to share that with you. Let's go ahead and talk to AJ. AJ is calling from Omaha. The only Omaha I know is in Nebraska. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, AJ?
Yo, what's up, JR?
How are you?
The only Omaha I know of is in Nebraska as well, because that's where I be.
Well, good stuff, man. What's on your mind? Go ahead, shoot.
You know, I get real, real sick and tired of people hating on professional athletes, professional anything, really, for getting paid. What the problem is?
I don't know what the problem is. We got to ask Rory McIlroy what the problem is. I mean, he was hating on people getting paid, and then Rory McIlroy then decided that he got no problem with it. So I guess it's okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Re Show. What's up, Dave?
My man, JR.
How are you?
Wow. I can't believe I'm calling you this early, man. But anyway.
New year, new time. Same me. What's up?
I know, man. Love the show, man. I don't know if you remember when we first spoke. It was about Dylan Brooks and what he said to LeBron back in last June. And I told you everybody's trying to be like Rodman, but he doesn't have the
nothing.
The skill, I guess it is. So I think that Dylan Brooks is going to be who he is until the playoffs comes. Unless he wins something, he really can't say nothing. And number two, can I talk about Draymond real quick?
Yes, certainly. Go ahead.
All right, Draymond is another one. You should put him in a hot tub time machine and send him back to Detroit Bad Boys for Rick Mahorn, because they're like brothers. But anyway, JR, thanks. Have a good night, and I love the show, man. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you for calling from Miami. I don't even know if Draymond would fit in. Draymond would probably get smacked the hell around if he was out there with the Pistons. Lambeer, Rick Mahorn, they probably smash him. They're bigger than him. Definitely in the ass, they're bigger than him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, and here's the thing about Dylan Brooks. And I had him here on the list. I got Dylan Brooks at number three. He's actually a good basketball player. Like, he doesn't need all of the nonsense. I believe that Dylan Brooks can be a good player on a championship caliber team. He plays hard. He can shoot the ball despite all that nonsense where he just forgot how to shoot the ball in the postseason. But I think he can be a winner. I think he psyched himself out. Maybe if you would shut up and not put added pressure on yourself, maybe things would work out for you. 855-212-4CBS. We got Tom. Tom is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Tom, who do you wish would shut up?
Well, this guy, he was an athlete, great baseball pitcher, but then he became an announcer and ruined his career for the Hall of Fame. Somebody like Curt Schilling, you know, be a guy that should just keep quiet, you know. There's a lot of people in life that, you know, I don't know, just, I mean, you're entitled to free speech, but, you know, kind of ruin your life in terms of what you're, you know, he was a great pitcher, you know.
No, he was an excellent pitcher. I mean, damn it, I think, who would have thought this all of these years watching him pitch that you think Curt Schilling and you go, bloody sock. It's one of the most iconic moments, and thank you, Tom, for calling from Buffalo. It's one of the most iconic moments that we have ever seen, I would say, in Major League Baseball history that spans more than 100-plus years. And sure, we didn't have no damn cameras to zoom in on a guy's bloody sock, But he was instrumental in what he did, not just for the Diamondbacks, but then also going with the Red Sox. And he has just become a lightning rod because of his activity online. He made it very clear. Listen, if y'all don't put me in the Hall of Fame, I don't want to be there. Leave me alone. And even him, a lot of his own commentaries have been just out of this world, just very, very political. And you know what? This is what we get now with social media. There was a point in time where you didn't know what an athlete was feeling, what they were thinking, unless they had a video recorder in their face or a tape recorder or someone was interviewing them for a magazine. Now we got, I can't even say blogs, like blogs feel old. Now we have social media. Athletes have podcasts. I heard Gilbert Arenas, you know, crap on the New York Knicks. They don't know how to find talent. It's like, do you see the deal they just got on Brunson? It's just people are saying wild things and everybody has a microphone. That's good. That's bad. You know, I got a microphone in front of me. I had to work to build an audience and get it. But now anybody can have a show. Anybody can, quote unquote, have a podcast. And there's no barrier for entry. Please take it from someone who does it as a professional. There's a little bit more some intricacies to having and holding conversation. There's some intricacies to speaking, delivering information. Not everything is just open source. People can be a little bit more respectful, a little bit more values in how they disseminate their opinion. But I guess that's just the world that we live in, right? Anybody could say anything. Just speak your mind. What does it matter who it hurts, right? Yeah, what a sad state of affairs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll keep the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who's an athlete that you wish would shut up in 2024? I'll talk to you. I'll talk to Ryan Hickey. We'll talk about the NFL Pro Bowl because everybody can't wait for the Pro Bowl, right? Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.